This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mark McCallum. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thanks, Robert.
And Mark is the president of the famous Jack Daniel's brand, and in full disclosure, we're doing the interview today in the New York Stock Exchange, and you rang the bell this morning for your 150th year.
We did, yes.
What was that like?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. We had 15 of the team up and, stood on the podium and right on... What was it? 9:30, we rang that bell and opened the stock exchange.
So what you're all going to hear about today is the venerable Jack Daniel's brand, which is the oldest distillery, actually, in America. And you're going to hear what they're doing to innovate, what they're not doing to innovate. But you're also going to learn, Mark has a fascinating brand background from Campbell's to Vlasic to Cadbury Schweppes, and he was a CMO. So you're going to get insights about marketing and personal growth as well. So let's start off. What is different? There's a lot of whiskeys and scotches and out there. Is there anything different or unique about Jack Daniel's?
Well, I think that Jack Daniel's is the largest whiskey brand of any type of whiskey in the world. The largest single brand in the world. Bigger than Johnny Walker, something unique is in behind all that, and I hope we can, reveal some of that as we go along today.
Well, talk about, just so everyone knows, what's the real process of making whiskey?
Yeah, whiskey making is a long process. I mean, it starts with trees and wood and making of barrels, and then it starts with corn and rye and barley and mixing of mash. And then we distill that mash, and we put that distillate in the wooden barrel, and we leave it there for somewhere between 4 and 6 years until it's ready. So the process is a very human touch process that takes a long time to end up with a glass of Jack Daniel's and ice.
And when you say human process, I know there's maybe about 4,000 employees or so. It seems that everyone has this real personal family feel to the company. Talk about what the whole culture is.
Well, the culture, thank you. Yeah, the culture, the family word is an important word in our culture. Jack Daniel's is a brand that's owned within a family called Brown-Forman. I won't confuse you with that, but the Brown family established their company back in the 1800s, and in the year 2020, the Brown family business will be 150 years old. So those values that are associated with a sixth-generational, very successful family are core to the reason that Jack Daniel's is what it is today.
So there are certain things in terms of innovation, but what is it you'd really never capitulate on in terms of the Jack Daniel's brand?
Yeah, we have there's a saying, and it's been around for generations. If you're in the distillery in Lynchburg, you'll see it often etched into wooden beams, and we say every day we make it the best we can. And so
every day we make it the best we can. What does that really mean?
It just means that we give it our everything every day. And so for generations of Jack Daniel's distillers and Jack Daniel's distillery workers and Jack Daniel's salespeople all around the world, this is a very important organizing phrase or sentence.
Tell me a story about that. You've already, we've spoken before, and you said we are a story culture, right? Storytelling culture. What's a story about how that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think the story starts, actually. The reason we're here at the New York Stock Exchange, we're celebrating 150 years since Jasper Newton Daniel, called Jack, went to the government registry and registered. The very first ever registered distillery in the US was the Jack Daniel's Distillery in 1866. So 1 year after the Civil War, they come out of the Civil War, Jack, at a very young age, registers his distillery.
About how old was he?
He was somewhere around 18 years old at the time.
Oh, 18 years old?
Yeah, he learned to make whiskey from the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a little bit of experience there, by 1866, he owned the distillery by then, or it was his very entrepreneurial story, tiny little distillery in the middle of the back blocks of Tennessee. But, Jack started legally distilling whiskey in Tennessee from 1866.
In Tennessee, it's in a town that has like only one stoplight. Is that correct?
It does.
So does almost everyone in the town work there?
Just about. Or if anybody doesn't work there, they're certainly related to somebody who does. So
give me a story about something that happened in the culture that really codifies what this whole culture is about, the family culture.
Yeah, I guess that, in the early 1900s, when Jack was not well, there's a story behind that. Mm-hmm. He kicked his safe, got a toe infection, no antibiotics back then, and he eventually died as a result
of kicking the safe.
Infected toe, a gradually amputated piece of his leg, and eventually died. But knowing that, he passed the deeds to the distillery, the ownership of the distillery, onto his nephew, the Motlow family. So the Daniel family, the Motlow family were related. And then the Motlows, for two generations, stewarded that business. And then the Brown family became involved with the business in the 50s. And so it's passed very closely within that sort of Tennessee-Kentucky family environment, from the original founder in Jack to today's, we still have related members of that lineage working in the distillery and around the business.
What types of jobs are they doing?
Well, we have actually one, Jennifer Powell was with us today. She's a young woman who is the Jack Daniel's field marketing leader here in the United States, and she is the great grandniece of the Motlow patriarch, and she's just one example of some of the folk who are still associated, of course, with the Jack Daniel's business.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark McCallum, who is the president of Jack Daniel's Brands, and they're actually celebrating their 150th year. So what is it that it takes a brand to make it that long, 150 years?
Well, I like to think of it as this, right? We just said in 1866, so 1 year after the Civil War, Jack starts up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few things have happened since then here in America. We've had something like the turn of the century.
Yeah.
We've had the First World War. We've had the Great Depression. We've had the Second World War. And somewhere in there, between, what was it, 1919 and 1933, there was something here in America called Prohibition. So what it takes to make a brand like Jack Daniel's was tremendous variation of experiences. But just think about that. Two World Wars, Great Depression, Prohibition, and yet here it is. We just celebrated another record year. So at the year 149 last year, it was a record year again for Jack Daniel's.
How do you look at an old-time brand in terms of innovation?
Mm-hmm.
I know you've like four different categories, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can either innovate the product, or we can innovate what we call our route to market.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the reason, first, if you don't mind, a lot of the innovation that we've been using in the modern era of Jack Daniel's is how is it now so successful in 170-plus countries in the world? And a lot of that has been to do less about innovation in regard to the product, everything about innovation in regard to our route to market. Whether we partner, whether we joint venture, whether we acquire and set up ourselves depends on the country.
So what can entrepreneurs learn from that? We've several hundred thousand listening in. You're talking about route to market. How would someone running, say, a $10 million business, how would they look at that?
I guess it's just that there's not one answer. One answer fits all the time. I mean, some companies have done it very differently to the way we've done it. Our view is, in Russia, it required something quite different to what we did in
what,
Turkey.
What did you do in Russia versus Turkey?
In
some
Russia?
Specifics.
Yeah, we partnered up in a joint partnership with the Coca-Cola Hellenic Company, one of the largest Coke bottlers in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So for Russia, and with the market power that Coca-Cola Hellenic had, that was a great solution for us.
Why is it, when would you know that you need to partner and when wouldn't you partner?
Well, because if we knocked on the door of a Russian retailer and said, hello, we're from Jack Daniels, could we come in and talk to you about terms and contracts? And they wouldn't take the appointment. Yet if we come in via the Coca-Cola lead, Coca-Cola, of course.
And then about 30 seconds on Turkey, and then we have a commercial break.
Okay. Well, Turkey's very different. Turkey, of course, a Islamic state with severe regulations, and we did it differently. We set up our own company in Turkey, Brown-Forman Turkey, and all our sales and finance and marketing.
And why do you know that would work there?
Because there we could knock on a door and the appointment would be accepted because we had some history there.
So everyone listening in, know the route to market may be just as important in terms of innovation as the actual product innovation. Robert Reese on the CEO Show talking about Jack Daniels, back in a few, and then we're going to learn some leadership insights.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Mark McCallum, who is the president of Jack Daniel's Brands. And let's talk about, from your background, you've been involved with a lot of consumer products companies. You name them Vlasic, Campbell's, Cadbury Schweppes. What have you learned about consumer products and what makes a product succeed or fail?
Yeah, you're right. I have. I've worked on some wonderful brands across my career so far. What I would say is, this balance of art and science that is required in regard to either launching and then growing a brand or stewarding a brand that others before us have stewarded themselves. So. Yeah, I would say that there is a science behind the development of consumer brands, and there's also, of course,
what's the biggest advice you give someone?
To be focused, to be very sure.
How do you know that you're sure? Are you getting data? Are you speaking with people? Is it anecdotal? What makes you know we're right and we can move forward with something?
Well, primarily, I think the most important metric eventually is performance and growth. Mm-hmm. So that would be an indicator.
Now, would that be revenue? Would it be number of bottles? I know the number of cases.
Either one of those would do, but the cases turn to revenue, so I would take either. But if we have growth in net sales is an important metric for us, that would be an indication that something's happening right with that particular brand. Mm-hmm. And so then the ability to understand exactly what's going on through, well, these days, the marvelous access to social listening and to actually truly understand what our consumers are thinking and saying is an incredible resource for us as we stay focused on what we believe to be that brand's particular positioning and way to activate. And when consumers may begin to change their views, the ability to know that these days is incredibly easier than it was, a generation or two ago.
Anything you could give advice? You were a chief marketing officer about marketing, in general marketing of brands. Mm-hmm. Any insights there?
Well, I mean, it's the same as I was saying. Get the positioning right and stick to the positioning. Do not vary until you see reason to vary. Understand the consumer so well that that you know when your brand is resonating or is not resonating through all the activities that are associated with that brand.
We talked about distribution. Let's talk about products. So talk about some of the different products you have at Jack Daniel's and why you have those product lines.
Right. Again, it gets back to our consumers, depending on the country of the
Describe
world.
Describe what the four product categories are.
Well, we have straight whiskey, straight Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, Old Number 7. We have.
What does Old Number 7 stand for? I always wondered that.
Well, actually, there are many stories associated with that. There is no conclusive final answer to why Number 7. There are actually many wonderful stories. They range from that it was the seventh batch that Jack eventually said, that's the whiskey I want to make from now on. It could be the great story about that Jack had seven wonderful women in his life And as I say, as we go through the tribal stories of Jack Daniels, the number seven is a tremendous source of fun and distinction.
Okay, so you have the first category you're talking about.
Yep. And then we have, we've recently introduced two new brands, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, which is a honey-flavored Jack Daniel's whiskey, and we have Tennessee Fire, a cinnamon-flavored Jack Daniel's whiskey. So there's different flavors. Those two attract different consumers, and so that helps us expand our consumer franchise. American whiskey, too, different to Scotch, is a very mixable whiskey. The number one cocktail in the world is Jack and Coke. So in
that's number one in the whole world.
Called cocktail. In any bar in the world, if you order a Jack and Coke, the barman's going to know what you want.
That's branding.
Okay. So we said, well, okay, if people love to mix Jack, we'll mix it for you. And so we have ready-to-drink Jack Daniels.
So that's your third category, ready-to-drink?
We have 7 to 8 million cases of that sold around the world. And then we have high-end. We have a number of brand expressions within the Jack Daniels trademark. We have Gentleman Jack, which is a higher-priced, differently processed Jack Daniels. Then we have Single Barrel, which is higher price again. Then we have Sinatra Select for the last couple of years, which is a Jack Daniels product we market with attention to the fact that Frank Sinatra was a wonderful ambassador for this brand back in the 60s, 70s.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how was that named after him? Did he have anything to do with that, or you just call it that?
We, of course, have worked very closely with the Sinatra family for many years, and as a result of our partnership with the Sinatra family, we're able to do that. Jack, I think, celebrated, or would have celebrated, his 100th birthday last year. And so we actually produced a Jack Daniel's Sinatra Century, which we sold for about $600 a bottle.
Wow. Have you heard, anecdotally, how Frank Sinatra liked to drink his Jack Daniels?
Absolutely.
How did he drink it? Would he mix it?
It's not even anecdotal. It's a drink. He would have 2 fingers of Jack, 3 cubes of ice, and a dash of water. That was Frank's Jack Daniels drink. So yeah, just a side story. When Jack was buried, when he was laid to rest, there was a mini bottle of Jack Daniels included in his casket when he was.
Did you say when Jack was buried or when Frank was buried?
When Frank was buried.
He actually had a mini bottle, and was it the Sinatra one that he had?
No,
because that wasn't made yet.
He was introduced to the brand by Jackie Gleason, and Frank became a great advocate of Jack, to the point, as I say.
So I have to ask you, we've about a minute and a half left. That's a fascinating story in Frank Sinatra, millennials. So talk about your millennials. And we've already spoken, and you've talked how, you know, you don't just go towards generations as much. Talk about your branding towards them and your philosophy.
Well, I think millennials, as an age cohort, are in some ways similar as well as different to other age cohorts. And so we think more about the psychographics of our consumer rather than the demographics of our consumer.
Psychographics meaning?
Meaning the way they think rather than how old they are or what era they were brought up and raised in. So, but I would say this, the psychographics today that are the reason why American whiskey is going through a growth renaissance period has as much to do with millennials as it does to do with boomers. And that's all to do with the fact that it's pretty crazy out there. I mean, it's literally this concept of always on is a terribly stressful, generally speaking. And so the realness of American whiskey, because it's a real product from a real place, made by real people, and the authenticity involved with that, that's the reason millennials...
That's why they love it. It's all about the authenticity.
It's about real things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Final, the future of Jack Daniels, one sentence.
Well, last year was a record year for Jack Daniels, and we see it being a brand for generations to come. So our ambition is that steward this brand in ways that those who come after us will grow this brand for generations to come.
Well, Mark, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Teresa White. How are you, Teresa?
I'm well.
And Teresa is the president of Aflac USA. Can you do the Aflac duck for us?
Oh, of course, Robert. I'll do it for you. Aflac.
There you go. And I've seen many of those little ducks I have in my office. I love them. And it's a phenomenal company. It's won all types of awards in terms of most ethical companies, has some of the fastest growing revenue, one of the best companies to work for. Talk about the organization of Aflac and how you really view it.
Well, certainly. You know, Aflac, you know, when we look at Aflac, we think about it from the perspective of everyone needing a lifeline. And we believe that consumers who still can't afford $1,000 in out-of-pocket expenses associated with sickness and health need that lifeline. And Aflac is there to help consumers fill gaps in their insurance coverage. And so I'm very excited about what we're doing with a number of our initiatives here at Aflac, because we're really there to help the consumer fill gaps in their time of need.
So talk about what the whole customer experience is then, who you reach, who are the people you can add most value to, and what you supply them with.
Well, Aflac, we reach various customers through the worksite. We have broker distributors as well as our field agent, career agent distributors. And our primary, we have about 90% of our business in the small case market. And when I say small case market, these are employers with less than 50 employees. But we also have a good amount of business in the mid and large case markets that are generally worked with our broker distribution. And what we offer is a supplemental voluntary product that allows for the consumer to fill gaps in their health coverage. Many of the consumers today have high deductible health plans, and those high deductible health plans require that consumers have about $1,000 or so of out-of-pocket expense. Well, many consumers don't have that money. And so our coverage helps them to provide, to fill those gaps and provide for their families so that they're not at a place where they're having to make choices with regard to their health care.
And now let's talk about the culture. Aflac has won all types of awards in terms of its culture being a great place to work for. What do you find is unique about the culture?
I think what's unique about the culture is we truly do put the customer at the center of what we do. We look at, you know, we have 7 commitments at Aflac, and we call it the Aflac Way. And when I think about the Aflac Way, that's really the Aflac brand for our culture. So we branded our culture. And it's all around shooting straight with the customer. It's all around covering the customer and not your behind. It's all around, you know, solving the problems for the customer, so and responding immediately, communicating regularly, and so we have commitments that we make to our customers, and those are commitments that we really enjoy here at Aflac, which I think it makes us unique.
Now, I want to hear an example for, I know that when we've spoken before, you've said transparency is probably the single most important element to you. Give me an example of a challenge that was internal at Aflac with the culture and how it was resolved and how that really manifested itself.
Well, certainly. So, you know, I've got a number of examples from the perspective of transparency. But when we have issues that come to us from a customer perspective, we don't just have those issues play themselves out with one employee. Many times those issues will come to a group of leaders that, especially if the issue shows up more than once in the organization, that issue rises up to the leadership. And what our goal is to make sure that we don't saddle our employees with trying to make decisions based on rules. What we want to do is we want to make sure that they make the right decision from a customer perspective. And so we have to make sure that they feel comfortable raising those issues to the leadership level so that we may have to change a rule or we may have to adjust something that we had done before for years because it makes no sense in today's environment, and we want to make sure that we're very customer focused. And so from my perspective, what really makes us very different is we truly utilize the information that comes from our specialists on the phones or at the customer, and we take in that information, whether it's from a distributor, a field agent, a broker, are from our call center specialists, and we utilize that information to recreate what Aflac is in the mind of the consumer. And we want the consumer to know us as the people who will be there in their time of need.
Okay, but there's a big challenge there, because you're working with people who are not at the senior level, and let you're getting them to communicate with the senior level executives. How do you do that?
Well, it actually starts with the culture. If the culture is one where people aren't afraid to communicate upward, then you really don't have that much of an issue. I walk out to our call center, and people don't have an issue coming up to talk to me. Dan Amos, our CEO, he goes out to our call centers, goes out to the field force. People don't have a problem talking with him because we've created a culture where we continue to communicate with everyone in the Aflac network, because if we have a barrier to communication, then from my perspective, I don't want to lose sight of what's really going on at the ground level. I need to make sure that I understand, because the decisions that I make every day impact that ground level as well. So I want to make sure the decisions I make are informed decisions.
Now, I know Dan well, and he's very approachable, and you are very approachable. Are there any unique practices you have that help people just open up and shoot straight?
Well, I think that it's really in what you do when they shoot straight. So one of the things, I have a couple of friends of mine who were asking me a similar question with regard to Teresa. You know, people don't want to share bad information with me. And I said, well, usually there's a reason people don't want to share bad information with you. And 9 times out of 10, it's because the result of sharing that bad information was a bad experience on their behalf. And so what I try and do, and I think what Dan tries to do, is make sure that when people are sharing information, certainly we need to take that information in. We need to kind of honor the information that they put in front of us, and then just make a difference, help that information to make a difference in the lives of our policyholders or in the lives of our employees, and not shoot the messenger, for lack of a better term.
Ah, that's good. And I know there's the old saying that you guys use there, that
bad news doesn't get better with age.
There you go. Thank you. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders of America who are changing the fabric of business. And we are today with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac USA. So you have something unique there called One Day Pay Process. And it's really a very innovative company. Talk about that.
Well, One Day Pay is really homage. Homage to our policyholder. You know, as you all know, with the Affordable Care Act, you have many people who don't have the luxury of having dollars to pay when they're sick or hurt. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're there in their time of need. And part of being there in their time of need is making sure that when they're owed money, when they have a claim, that we're able to pay it fast. And so we process, approve, and pay in one day. And, you know, I'm really excited about 2015. We had 1.2 million claims paid in one day. And so it's really, again, about making sure that clients have money in their hands when they need it most.
How could you do that logistically?
Well, logistically, we ask our policyholders to go into what we call a smart claim system. They put the information into the system, and we basically adjudicate those claims in one day. Now, obviously, they have to be valid claims, but at the end of the day, we had 1.2 million of them paid in 2015, and we expect to pay over almost 2 million in 2016 via that same process. And technology is a big piece of that.
Absolutely. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are speaking right now with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac USA. Let's hear that. Aflac. Could you do it? There you go.
Oh, I think you did really well there, Robert.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Teresa, and we're going to get insights about a really important issue, which is how women elevate to the president level. Back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac USA, and we're going to talk more about leadership philosophy and moving up the ladder quickly, but first we're talking about this incredible culture at Aflac, and there's something that you've been deeply involved with called the Career Success Center. Why don't you share with that, because we have tons of, hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in, and maybe someone will get an idea that will elevate their business.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, the premise of the Career Success Center is helping others, making sure that you're allowing your employees to continue to grow. And the belief here at Aflac is that if we take care of the employees, they'll take care of the business. And so the Career Success Center, we started in December 2014, and at the end of December 2015, we had over 1,000 one-on-one sessions with mentors in the Career Success Center. And so the whole point of the Career Success Center is to give people an opportunity to understand what resources that they have here at Aflac, online or one-on-one, to advance their careers. We, you know, we talk real at the Career Success Center. We have a session called Real Talk where employees have discussions with leaders that really talk about issues like promotion and why you may not be receiving a promotion. It talks about how you need to interact with leadership and what leadership cares about. So Career Success Center is a great opportunity for employees to really get insight into what other jobs are here at Aflac and, you know, whether those are jobs that they're excited about or whether they should move into other roles.
Teresa, you're talking about how people grow their careers on the Career Success Center, but how about you? You have grown in a mostly male-dominated industry. You've succeeded up to being president. What were some of the challenges you faced, and what was your secret sauce in how you succeeded?
You know, that's a very interesting question, Robert. I'll tell you, I have this thing that I call the well. And the well is where people go to drink. And I often tell people that, you know, what you want to be to your organization is the well. When they get thirsty, you want to be able to solve their problems and give them something to drink. And I think every time I think about my career here with Aflac, I think about making sure that I put myself in the position to provide insight to solve problems for the organization. And by saying that, when I'm mentoring people, I say, are you the well? Are you somebody who is helping someone and you're giving them a drink when they're thirsty? Or are you someone who is taking from them? And so when you ask, how have I moved into my position? I basically take I look at it from the perspective of making sure that I can provide insight, I can provide resolution to issues, and I can help the organization grow. Now, as far as issues that I may have had, and in doing so, many of those issues become self-imposed issues. They're things that, you know, I myself control my work-life balance, my ability to make sure that I'm providing the appropriate insight at the appropriate levels and that type of thing. But I really don't look at it as an issue that sits outside of the, you know, myself. It is something that I control.
That is fascinating. Frankly, I have never heard the whale, and what a concept. Are there any other things that can help women succeed? I know we have right now 26 Fortune 500 women, and my personal goal, and it's been stated publicly, is we need as America to have at least 50, and that's only 10%. Any other things that you would recommend to women? And the whale is a terrific one.
Well, the whale certainly, but another thing that I do, especially with women, is there are a number of issues that come up day to day. I have two children, and they're grown now, but as I was raising my children and as I was really building my career, one of the things that I wanted to do is be conscious about the time that I spent at home, the time that I spend on the job. And I literally had to take another, you know, pill by saying, look, if I'm at home, I need to make sure that my iPhone is in the bowl. And,
In the bowl. I love it.
And basically, it was my way of telling my husband, telling my children that when the iPhone is in the bowl, that meant that they had my undivided attention. Because so many times as executives and as people who are moving up in the ranks, those iPhones and Blackberries stayed very close, and you can tend to look down at them more than you need to. So my way of making sure that I was checking in, that I plugged in when I went home, is to make sure that my phone was in the bowl.
Now, this is philosophical. There's not an actual bowl everyone puts their phone in, is there? I just want to check.
Well, I actually had to have a physical bowl because, now, for me, it was about the making sure that my husband saw it because he and I had conversations, and he was tired of telling me, are you paying attention to me or are you paying attention to your phone? So I physically had a little decorative bowl over to the side, and I would allow my phone to ring in the bowl, which he would look up, and he would say, oh, well, go ahead. That's your phone. You need to answer. And I said, oh, no, no, no. This is your time now. So for me, it was a physical bowl.
Do you know, I'm going to try that with my family tonight. What a brilliant idea. Any other leadership style advice to people? Because these are great ones.
I think another leadership style advice from me would be really accountability and results. One thing that I am trying to really push in this culture is making sure that we're not afraid of accountability and that we don't get paid on effort. We get paid on results. And I think about it like, a football game. Nobody cares what happened in the third quarter. And they don't care that you came back by, 14 points. What they care about is the score at the end of the game. And so we've got to make sure that we don't get too tied up in the events and activities leading up to we need a score at the end of the game. And so that's one thing that I tell leaders all the time.
And right here we have to end the interview, but great having you on the show, Teresa. This is Teresa White, president of Aflac USA. Remember, be the whale, put those phones in the bowl, be accountable, have results, and be transparent. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Great being here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.